We go live now to Bangkok, Thailand, where there's been really for almost a week now a test of the sovereignty of the Thai government. Rachel Harvey joins us, BBC correspondent in Bangkok, where there are mass anti-government protests going on in Bangkok this morning. Rachel, first of all, let us know what's going on around you.
Well, I'm just back at the main rallying point in the old town of Bangkok, and the protesters are gathering again here. Earlier today, they'd moved from here to an army barracks, and that was the focus of several hours of demonstrations. The army barracks is being used by the government as its main command and control centre while these protests are going on. So that's why the protesters have decided to go out there and make a show of force. And they did completely block the road in front of those army barracks. There were tens of thousands of red-shirted protesters. That's the uniform of choice for these anti-government demonstrators. They were waving flags, singing songs. It was all quite good-natured. These soldiers were on the other side of the iron railings in their riot gear, but it was all very good-natured and peaceful. And now the protesters have dispersed from that one point. They're coming back to this main rallying point. Their leaders are already here and up on a stage giving speeches.
And the protesters want a new election. They want the prime minister to step down, and they want to sort of reset the table here. Is there a sense that that's what the broad population of Thailand wants, or are the protesters a small group here?
The protesters are a fairly large group, but Thailand is absolutely split down the middle. It splits along rural urban lines, it splits along class lines. The red shirt movement say they are fighting for what they would call genuine democracy and for, as they would put it, a modern Thailand. They want to move the country forward, and they're fighting against, they say, a privileged establishment, an elite that are just holding on to power for its own ends. Now, the current coalition government is a pretty fractious bunch of various different parties. So the prime minister, on the one hand, is under pressure from within his own coalition. He's also under pressure from these protesters. And it really has been going on, these divisions, ever since the military coup of 2006, which ousted the former prime minister, Thaksin Shinawat, from power.
Well, as you mentioned, the military coup, I mean, the army is keeping order. The military is keeping order at this point, and there are reports of attacks on military installations. Any sense that the military's patience has a limit and that they might tip their hand and support either the protesters or the government?
That is always the underlying fear here, and there have been persistent rumours of an imminent coup for months, literally for months. But the army absolutely denies that it has any such plans. It says it does still back the government, and at the moment there's no sign at all of them wanting to intervene. They have a government in place that they can live with. The army doesn't want to be seen to be intervening in Thai politics again. It did it in 2006. It really doesn't want to get involved again. At the moment, the atmosphere is still very peaceful. It is good-natured. It almost has a bit of a party feel at times, with lots of music being played. The security forces are quite deliberately standing back. They are not confronting the protesters. They're holding their ground. They're protecting main government buildings. But they're not out in large numbers where the main protest is happening. They're just letting the demonstrators get on with it. And I think that is really the strategy of the government and the security forces, that they're hoping that the protesters will eventually burn themselves out. After all, eventually, these people are going to presumably have to go back to their lives and their jobs.
Indeed.
And a lot of these people have come great distances.
Rachel Harvey, BBC correspondent, reporting from Bangkok, Thailand. If history is any guide, the party atmosphere could change very, very quickly, but we'll be watching that.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.